This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Cecile Richards had to take a radically harsher tone against pro-life advocates as she was interviewed on weekend news shows, first to defend Planned Parenthood against recently released videos showing its doctors as motivated to sell specimens derived from abortions for profit. She simply declares that Planned Parenthood does not make profit from it. Then she said it was a militant pro-life group that edited the video, even though the entire uncut versions were also available. And she then raised the rhetoric by claiming with no substantiation that these pro-life groups are killers who are behind bombings of clinics and murders of doctors. United Way is no longer brushing aside criticisms that some of the contributions they handle go to Planned Parenthood. Their change in rhetoric now says their funding of the abortion giant is really no big deal because it is, in their minds, just a small amount of money. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Abortion rhetoric is abundant in the pro-life European nation of Malta. Pro-choice Malta says outdated laws banning abortion need to change to, as they say, save the mother's life if in danger. However, the Association of Pro-Life Physicians plainly says that no maternal risks require abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.